from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This rookie class overall, the Niners, she made good points, and we've been discussing this for a long time. They hit home runs in the middle of the rounds. They hit home runs in the middle of the draft. That's where you build the bulk of your team. You hear a lot of GMs saying, hey, man, it's not always about the first-round pick. It's about the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and maybe even the seventh. But Thune, man, I just forgot about him at Florida State. And I had to go back and watch him the other day. It's like, did he even play? And then you look back, and it's like, oh, yeah, he was involved in a lot of key plays. A lot of key plays. Renardo Green looks the part. He looks like he's going to be a 7 to 10-year pro.
I think the one thing that I'm learning now when it comes to these drafts, moving forward, there's so much player movement that these guys in college, it's just very difficult. It's very difficult. Like, one guy will go to Ohio State, he won't play, he'll transfer to Georgia. I mean, we've seen it with Joe Burrow and Justin Fields, and that was, I think, in the reverse for Justin Fields. But there's so much movement, it's hard to get a feel for some of these guys. Like, back in the day, we kind of watched Patrick Willis play at Ole Miss for a couple seasons. You know, you remember watching Eli Manning play for multiple seasons. There's just not a lot of those guys anymore. Even the really good players are 2 years here, 2 years there, 1 year here, 1 year there. Like, it's all over the place. I think it makes it much more difficult for the scouts. I think it makes it much more difficult for, you know, new teams that are newly formed front offices to gain that structure that you're looking for. And the Niners have been doing it for so long. They know what they're looking for with a player. And I think that it really benefits them rounds 3 through 7.
And Bethune started off at Central Florida, so he was a transfer. In Florida State, they had a lot of transfers come in last season. Johnny Wilson was a transfer. Keon Coleman was a transfer. Defensive lineman was a transfer. Had a lot of transfers come in. Hell, this year, they got my boy DJ's now playing quarterback for Florida State. I hope he can turn it around. Ukulele? What is it?
I don't know. I said
it
wrong.
Is it ukulele? DJ. Big DJ from Clemson. How's going to have to play against Clemson?
Big DJ and them boys.
Big DJ and them boys. DJ, he's now starting a quarterback for Florida State. I thought he was a first-round pick.
Coming out of Clemson. Here we go. David Uiagalelei. There you go.
Uiagalelei. Uiagalelei. Can we get like some announcer saying
it? It's like Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa.
Parsa. Uiagalelei.
Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa. 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 Jacob Cowan. I'm glad Jacob Cowan got on the field. I love, because the first time I ever watched this film, he was running the route that we saw from the Kansas City Chiefs to end the Super Bowl last year. I was like, look at Shanahan. Shanahan still is something there. So, speaking of Shanahan, let's hear from Shanahan. Can Cowie be a factor? That's what Shanahan said about Cowie yesterday.
I mean, it's still early. You know, he got his first full weekend. It was good to see him do some things in the game. Really liked how smooth he looked as a punt returner. But, you know, he's still got a lot to go through. He's behind.
A lot to go through. He's behind. Shanahan's hard on these guys, wide receivers, man. He's behind.
Well, I mean, you're on a loaded team that lost in the overtime in the Super Bowl. It's not like you have a lot of spots for guys, and I think that you're very demanding in what you're looking for if you want to be able to get run.
Now, offensive line play. Rookie O-lineman. How's the offensive line, Shanahan?
The competition there has been very good. You know, just comparing it to other years in the past, I think we're deeper there. I think guys who have been around here, who whether it's practice squads or the last guys on the roster who haven't started much, I think those guys have all gone better. And the more you can do that, obviously the better these guys get. But there's no harder position to develop than O-line, because you get better at O-line by playing football. And the O-line, really, that's been taken away from them in the offseason. So I think those guys get hurt the most, which is how offseason rules go. Training camp's so much faster, so they always are behind on it. And college football O-line play is night and day different. I'd say like 95% of the schools than NFL O-line play. So it's really a tough deal for those guys. But if they can hang in long enough, whether it's the last guy on the roster, whether it's practice squad, if they're made of the right stuff, just... and they have the ability, all those guys usually do get better, but it's very tough with their timeline.
There it is. There it is. And the offensive line, he made a key point there, like 95-90% of offensive line play is completely different in college than it is in the NFL. So they do have good competition. Like, it's not, you know, if Banks is out week one, having Burford back, you could slide Pooney maybe to left guard next to Trent Williams, because I'm fully expecting Trent Williams to play week one. I'd be very, very, very disappointed if Trent Williams missed week one, Monday Night Football.
I mean, he's just got to get in and get rolling. Because right. I feel like every day that this goes on longer, it's just, I'm less confident he's going to hit the ground rolling at the start of the season.
That's fair. But moving Burford over, having Burford back, now you can mitigate the loss of Banks for a couple weeks.
Banks,
the Niners
really
have
good.
Done this. Banks is really, really good. Joe Staley was really, really good. The Niners have been able to navigate for a game or two without key offensive linemen under Kyle Shanahan. So it's not the worst thing in the world. Get right. It is disappointing. We see how much time he's going to miss here. But Burford being back makes me feel a little better. And then Pooney's playing so well. You got to have Big Trent there. If you have Big Trent, then okay, let's play ball. Let's play ball. All right, Feliciano. Speaking of Feliciano, another guy who was playing right guard and platooning with Spencer Burford. What's going on with him, Shanny?
It could linger for a while. He ended up having to get some type of, I don't know exactly the surgery he got, but he got something done, and I'll end up probably starting on IR and hope to have him back towards the middle of the year.
Jeez Louise.
Middle of the year, Feliciano.
All right, so let's get a rolling count here. No Ayuk, no Trent. Feliciano. These are guys who started for you last year. Feliciano, hurt. Greenlaw, hurt. All right, that's four. Aaron Banks, hurt. That's five. All right. CMC, that's six.
Well, he said he... There was a game on Sunday.
I'm just going through who's healthy and who's not right now. All right. Six. All right. Who else? You don't have Gibson, so seven. But I think they'll be all right. But that's seven starters.
Hufanga got hurt last year, but, you know, he's coming back next week.
Okay, then you don't go back to six.
Think,
okay.
No, you put Hufanga in there because you got hurt early. And
you're missing Armstead. That's, you know, another guy that you've lost, right?
I mean, Ricky Pearsall on the Fritz.
I don't know he's a starter per se.
Okay, you're going like hardcore starters.
Yeah, I'm going like hardcore starters here. Like, that's just a lot. That's just a lot. I'm not saying you can't do it and you can't overcome it, but I think when you go back to the draft, we like, oh, dude, there's no spots. You don't have any holes. And then you look up and you're like, you got a lot of holes. I don't like the aura that's around the team right now. I think we're going to need Brock Purdy to really, you know, wave the wand and bring some magic to the table this year. I think he's going to have to move around and make things happen. I think this is a big year for him.
Let me ask you this.
I think he's ready to deliver.
Well, let me ask you this. If the style points matter for you in the regular season when it comes to the Niners right now?
What do you mean by style points? Like, they got to win big?
Win impressively, clean football.
I mean, like,
big.
What does it look like? Like, you know, like, if we look up and they play a bunch of 17-13 games and they have a top-ranked defense and they're hanging on, but they're playing smart football and they're not turning the ball over and special teams looks buttoned up and we're playing the field position game, I'll believe that actually is sustainable come playoff time. And the offense is, like, for whatever reason, a tick off. Like, I still think that the offense can get it right. Like, I want the defense to be top-notch this year.
Yeah, I would love for them to be top-notch. But like, what if they go into Monday Night Football and they're coming off of this training camp and they win 17-13, 17-16?
I think that would be impressive.
All right.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't matter what it looks like. For example, let's say this year, Purdy throws 25 touchdowns and 17 or 16 interceptions, but he's got a bunch of fourth quarter comebacks, right? And the offense is boggled down because of injuries and because the offensive line has him running for his life. And he's got a bunch of, you know, late game heroics where he puts the team in a position to win and just does enough to win the way Russ did early on in his career. Like, to me, that could be as successful, if not more successful, individually for Purdy, overcoming some of the shortcomings on the roster. And even though the stats don't look good, like, I'll feel hella good about the team, and I'll feel really good about where he's at. So I think there's a variety of ways this could still make us, like, feel really confident about this team. It's just, like, we're talking about a lot of things that aren't on field.
Do the Niners,
not on field. But, Trent, not on the field.
But do the Niners. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this one. Because a lot of fans feel like you. A lot of people feel like you. I'm not there yet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But when I look at this team and look at everything that's happening, do the Niners deserve the benefit of doubt in this sense that they've been to four NFC Championship games the last 5 years, they've been to a Super Bowl, been to a couple Super Bowls? Don't you feel like, when we talk about faith and hope, don't you have faith in Shanahan and Purdy and Kittle and guys like that, where they could just flip the switch and say, we're fine, guys. We're used to the noise. Some people, the Warriors, even when they were going three straight, and there was so much noise around the Warriors during that five-game run.
Basketball's so different.
It is different, but in the sense that, boy, there's all this chatter. Is it getting to them? Because those conversations were happening. Yeah. It's like, no, they're going to be in the NBA Finals. They're going to be in the Finals. So, like, the Niners, they've been in the NFC Championship game 4 to 5 years and 2 Super Bowls. Don't they deserve the benefit of the doubt to where they can block out? Because there's been a lot of noise here before. A lot of noise. Yeah, you had Jimmy Gate. You had Bosa. You had Debo. There's always been something with this team. The Trey Lance draft picked, training camp. What's going to happen with Jimmy? Is Jimmy going to have to look over his shoulder? They've dealt with the noise pretty well under Kyle Shanahan.
Of course they have, but they've also played a 5-year run with this core, which is pretty impressive. And you got to, like, turn your roster over and start counting on some different people, because the game is violent. It's inherently violent. And, you know, I don't think they're not done. Like, everybody thinks they're going to win 10 game minimum, right? Don't we all? Anything less than 10 games probably is a really disappointing down year.
Yeah, if they win less than 10 games,
anything less than 10 games. So I think that the benefit of the doubt that they've earned is, yeah, I think your season starts with me saying you're going to win at least 10. Now, what are you going to do with those 3 or 4 that are up in the air, 4 or 5 that are up in the air? You win half of them? Do you lose them all? You know, that's the difference between winning your division and not.
Would it stun you if the Niners open the season 3-0?
No, I mean, look at the schedule. I mean, I don't know what to make of the Jets. Do you?
Jets, Vikings, Rams, right?
That's I think they should beat the Vikings, but I would rather play the Vikings at the end of the year than at the beginning of the year because they're probably more optimistic come, you know, first quarter of the season.
It'd be interesting.
You know, the Sam Darnold experience once you get to December probably is not as sustainable.
When I think about all this stuff, by the way, you're listening to 95.7 Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I look at Shanahan, and I look at Kittle, and I look at Bolson, and I look at Juszczyk, and I look at the veterans on this team, Fred Warner being one of them, and I just believe in their leadership to block out whatever's happening, saying, we will be ready for week one. And I think a team like the 49ers that lost that Super Bowl need an intense game in the worst way to just knock the snot out of somebody at a high level and watch the taste. And like the taste of losing the Super Bowl is never going to leave your mouth.
No.
Like you're always going to taste a little bit of that. But they need to run into somebody different. And I just think Monday Night Football, the bright lights, the attention that comes with that game, knowing it's a New York team and all the New York media and everything like that, I just have a lot of confidence in the leadership of this group, knowing that they've been through the wars and they've practiced through all the noise, that, you know what? They're going to be okay. They're going to be all right. And sure, I think for the fans, yeah, you want to see Trent, you want to see Ayuk, you want to see Ricky Pearsall for crying out loud. But I do think I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's why I'm not as down as other people are right now about the 49ers. Like, we're still 2.5 weeks away. And once that season kicks off and they win a football game, we're not even going to be talking about it.
Well, what were the Eagles, 10-1 last year?
They were.
Didn't they feel a little off, though?
They're in a lot of close games. They're in a lot of close games.
And then after the Niners beat them, they were not the same.
They were not the same team.
Right? And then you look back, like, they lost in the first round of the playoffs. How would most Eagle fans describe last year?
Oh, last year was a disappointment coming off a Super Bowl loss. No doubt about
it. Borderline almost disaster. No,
but when they were 10-1, they were flying high.
Yeah,
but before that Niner game,
there was a lot of talk about, like, Jalen don't look right. You know, like, it's a tick off.
They were throwing the ball a little bit more. They didn't commit to the run. It was a little janky.
You know, like, to your point, I think there's a lot of times where, you know, you could see a team have a good record and they're not. The game is just so difficult.
You know what caught up to the Eagles, too, was losing Shane Steichen and losing Gannon in Arizona.
Yeah, the coordinators,
They lost their coordinators, and they gave some guys the job, and it was like, ooh, this isn't working. This isn't working.
Well,
and their defense.
Some A.J. Brown stuff.
You know, they lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson last year. Now he's back in Philadelphia. That was a big loss for them at the safety position. So they retooled. So, yeah, it was a disappointing season for the Eagles.
They were riding high
those first 11 weeks.
I just look at the history of the NFL. It's just really difficult to have two unbelievable seasons back to back and get back to the promised land. It's just hard. No one's saying you can't do it. And they've earned the benefit of the doubt. But it's just hard. It's really, really, really hard. And outside of the New England Brady Patriots, there's not a lot of teams that continue to just go back year after year after year. And that's why the Chiefs are being, you know, basically put in the catbird seat.
Boy, four NFC championships the last 5 years.
Well,
the Niners have debunked a lot of history here.
But what if I play the other side of it? Well, now their bodies are all starting to come crashing down.
Well,
after a long run.
Well, maybe. We don't know that yet, though.
No, but I think that's a cynic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we got a lot of cynics around here. See, I don't look at it. Yeah, I hear you.
Seattle's got a new coach.
Yeah.
I want to see what they look like. You know, I look at Arizona. They still feel a year away, but I'm not counting them out. And then I look at LA, and they have a very young team that surprised everyone last year. Stafford is obviously, health is the most important
for
him.
He just had a hamstring injury.
I know.
Health is the most important for him.
And if he's healthy, though, you fear the Rams. So I'm looking at the division, and I'm saying, like, I still think the division is the Niners. But I'm not crossing out Seattle, and I'm not crossing out the Rams.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. But I think I'm looking at it from this angle. And I can, you know, some people are going to go, oh, you're a Shanahan. No, no. I just got a lot of belief in Shanahan. And I got a lot of belief in this system. We were talking about programs earlier, right? Bill Nutter yesterday with Tom Brady, brilliant programs in this program that the Niners have built. They have a very good program, a very good system, a very good system in place. And so I'm off that belief saying, I've seen them do this. I've seen them fight through, like the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff. I think we're underrating that now. Him being on the baby field every single day with Trey Lance practicing and every little struggle, oh, bring Jimmy back. What are you doing with Jimmy? they handled that noise pretty well. They made the big trade. Now, they started off rough. They made the big trade for McCaffrey, identifying, Gale, we need a home run hitter or a running back. And boom, they take off, and they don't look back. I don't know. I just got a lot of faith in this regime that they could turn things around and block out the noise. And once it's time to play ball, they'll be able to play ball at a high level.
Yeah, I think they're going to win 10 games minimum. Like, I think that's baked into the equation.
And I disagree with Don Dowd at 1,200. We haven't won anything. Why do you have so much faith? They've lost in the biggest games possible. They've won a lot. Like, John Madden said this. John Madden said this back in the 70s. And they're like, oh, John, you can't win a big one. He goes, what are you talking about? All these games are big. How the hell did we get to the AFC Championship game? By winning big games. So they haven't won the ultimate game. They've won a lot of big games.
The thing I want to see this year is, have they improved the roster enough to stave off the rest of the NFC? Because the rest of the NFC, you got a lot of young players coming into their own. You got a lot of situations now that are 2-3 years in that feel a lot more potent than years past. And, you know, did the Niners lose a little step? Have they replaced some of these players that they've lost? Have they got some young guys who could take leaps forward?
We'll see.
That's the beauty of the NFL.
Yeah, it is. 54-29 in the regular season under Shanahan over the last 5 years. They've done a lot of winning, folks. A lot of winnings. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.